Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't no stopping us now. We got the groove. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio, the most powerful networking radio show in the DMV. Before we get started with our special guest that's on our newsmaker line, I want to tell you about the last event. If you was not there, then you did yourself an injustice. It was the largest giving, caring Christmas award celebration ever. We had close to 600 people come. It was really, really something to behold. And I tell you, if you missed it, and you missed a big one, you missed an opportunity to be with people in the DMV that's truly, truly changed the DMV. It was an opportunity to honor individuals that did something positive in the DMV, the world's largest caring, giving Christmas celebration of the year. We had live entertainment, Lady Mary in the House Band, Roger Chapman, Solo Artist of the Year, the Band of the Year. We also had individuals that received awards for their works. I gave away over 350 Christmas presents, wrapped Christmas presents. The black card holders got a chance to sit in a VIP black card section. Food, drinks, everything was free, and they got their gift free. Don't miss the next one. It's going to be Black History Month, where we do the Black Business and Magazine Icon Awards. We honor people who are icons in the DMV. It's going to be at Willie Cage, Greenbelt, Maryland, right inside the Holiday Inn next to the Martin's Crosswinds. Go on www.bethermagazine.com or click on my Facebook page and see this opportunity for you to come out and honor some people. That's going to be great. On our newsmaker line, the one and only Storm, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, how are you, Russell? And thanks again for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you. I understand you do a lot of things. First off, tell us your name and your company and what you do.
Okay. Well, my name is Tempest Storm Thomas. I go by Storm. I am a local DMV artist. I actually currently play for the bass player for Belladonna Band. Actually, most recently, earlier this year, just started a new project entitled the Storm Unleashed Project that I'm really, really excited about. And we've been doing some great things and looking forward to continuing doing some great things. You know, that leads to my upcoming show, which will be January 3rd at Blues Alley. So we will be performing two shows at Blues Alley, January the 3rd, 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. So really, really excited about it and looking forward to it. Yep, something different for me.
Wow, so this is your first time at Blues Alley?
Well, no, this is my second time actually performing at Blues Alley. The first time I performed there with my Belladonna family, I think we performed there about 2 years ago. So this will actually be my second time performing at Blues Alley.
Excellent. So how was the first time? Was it awesome?
Yeah, you know, it was awesome. We all were really excited about, you know, the opportunity to be able to perform at Blues Alley. We actually do a lot of different music. They kind of label Belladonna as a go-go band, but we are a diverse female band. We do everything. So we were a little bit concerned about how they would receive us down there, but we were received very well. It was they really, really enjoyed us. And we were grateful for the opportunity. So it was a great show, great turnout. So we enjoy what we do, and we kind of just, you know, when we perform, we do what we do, and people just love us. So that's the attitude we had when we performed down there back, this was probably been about 2 years ago, yes.
Excellent, excellent. Tell us again about your band or about your work. Are you a solo artist or are you a group in a band?
Let me give you a little bit about my background. I actually started out playing with my dad in church. That's how I kind of started playing bass and singing. My dad had a musical quartet group called the Gospel Staff years ago. My whole family was a part of it, cousins, my mom, my sisters, extended family members. So we would go around to local churches. My dad was a minister of music of a church. It's actually called All Souls House of Prayer, 6th Street Northwest. And I started playing bass with him there. And then we moved on and we got a family group started. We would go to local churches and play and perform. I would play bass and sing at the same time. And people were always amazed to see me being able to play and sing with my dad, because my dad was a pretty big man. He's like 6 foot, you know, about 220 pounds, solid, muscular build. And here I am, I'm about like 9 years old, you know, standing up there with them with my bass, and we're standing side by side singing and playing. So people were always amazed to see how small I was, you know, and not being afraid to play. So he kind of taught me how to play bass as a young child. I took music in school. I played violin and flute with a school band. And my mom put me in piano lessons at an early age as well. I started playing piano probably around 7 and, you know, learned how to play piano. But I kind of, you know, once my dad showed me the bass, and it was easy for me to transition to the bass because I was a violinist as well. So the strings kind of just came natural for me. So picked up some things and we played together for probably about 5 years or so. And then at that point, I just kind of just became a teenager and wanted to do my own thing. And I stopped playing for a while and just started playing again about 9 years ago. 9 years ago, I was playing with a local jazz band. It was like a variety band, and they allowed me to sing and play, and I was able to kind of get my chops back up. And then I started my own band, and I always have been famous for doing my own shows, own productions. I really, really enjoy doing my own shows, own productions. I just really love the whole part of just making something out of nothing come into something, just from reaching out to people, locating venues, selling tickets, and just reaching out to band members. I really enjoy that whole process. So I've been doing that for years and years now. So even though this particular project that I'm doing now is a new project, but I've been doing this for the last past 9 years. So my project, we actually already did, like we've done quite a few private events this year. So this will probably be the first public event that I got booked for, and there will be many others, so really, really excited about it. So that's pretty much, I mean, my background. Like I said, by the time I started with the, when I started doing my own productions, I did get a call to be in Belladonna, and I actually started subbing for Belladonna, and then from there I started playing on a permanent basis, and again, we've done some amazing things. I've had some amazing experiences. We've played at the Merriweather last year. That was really, really one of the biggest shows that Belladonna has done thus far. So that was really, really, you know, great for us to be able to be afforded the opportunity to be on that show. Center, we've backed national artists, Chrisette Michelle, Erykah Badu, Melanie Fiona, MC Light, the list just goes on and on for all the opportunities that we've had to back national artists. So it's been a great ride with my Belladonna family and with all of the experiences that it has afforded me to be able to, you know, do all these exciting things. So it kind of, all of those experiences rather kind of prepared me for what I'm doing now. So I'm really grateful for all of the opportunities that have been extended to me.
So basically, what do you consider yourself, a bass player or a singer?
Both. I'm a bass player. I'm a singer. I don't like to limit myself to any one particular thing. I play keyboards. I play synth bass. I like to do it all. So I don't like to limit myself to one different thing. I think you kind of put yourself in a pigeonhole when you do that. So I'm an entertainer, so I like to do it all. So that's pretty much what this project is about. It allows me to be free and just do whatever I choose to do. I've been in many bands. Also was in a gospel band for about 8 years called the Gospel Persuaders. And that opportunity was amazing. We performed all around the area as well, Bethesda Blues and Jazz, Hamilton Live. We were actually in rotation at the Hamilton Live for the gospel brunches. And about 2 years ago, we got to perform at the White House, and that was an amazing experience as well. And I've done that for 8 years. It was a great as a manager of the band and the bass player. I also did singing in that band as well. So that was a great experience for me as well. But again, being a musician, it's like, you know, you have, you know, we constantly are just moving and shaking. You know, we like to stay busy. So just with me doing Belladonna, me doing the Gospel Persuaders and trying to do my own thing, you know, and I have a full-time job. I work for the federal government. So it's hard to kind of juggle everything. So probably within the last year or so, I needed some time to focus on my goals and my musical vision that I wanted to complete. So I did leave the Gospel Persuaders to kind of do that. And, you know, that kind of prompted me to where I am right now. It gave me some free time to be able to focus on my own project and things that I really want to accomplish.
Excellent. What you're doing is phenomenal. You're such a talented woman. You play the bass, you sing, you play the violin. Is it hard for an individual to master several instruments, or should you concentrate on just one?
Well, I don't think it's hard at all. I think it's all in your drive, your determination. I think once you have the musical foundation, I think it's easy to switch over to whatever instrument that interests you. It just really requires the determination that you have to keep at it, to keep at it. You know, so I know for me, I don't want to be limited to one particular thing. So, I mean, I think it's great for people that, you know, hone in on their craft and they only want to focus on that particular thing, but that's just not who I am. And I just think it really requires your drive, determination, wanting to succeed, and you can do anything, play any instrument you want to play. I mean, you know, you have to put the work in as well to do your homework and, you know, practice and all of that. But it's just all about determination, wanting to succeed. And I know for me, sometimes I still don't really understand exactly how this happened to me. I mean, I kind of just showed up on the music scene and just started working consistently three times a week. It's like, I still question myself, like, how did this happen to me? But my drive and determination was there, you know. So that kind of propelled me to do what I'm doing. You have to have the drive. You have to have the determination. You have to be willing to put the work in to succeed. And you just kind of have to really want it and have a passion for it. And I think that's kind of how I've been able to succeed with doing, you know, what I'm doing and to be able to have the longevity that I've had with my musical career. And it just kind of, it's so funny, when I decided to kind of take music seriously about 9 years ago, I was going through a stressful situation at work and just really kind of wanted to focus my energy on something that I knew that would be fulfilling and make me truly happy, and I really needed music as an outlet because I was just really going through a stressful situation at work. So I didn't really know anybody because, again, I come from the gospel circuit, so, you know, quartet singing, just kind of, you know, that's all I really knew. I would always sing at office parties, and even when I was a member of a church, I was playing keys there. I was a choir director, so I was always, that was my background. So just with coming onto the music scene where I am now, that was just totally different for me. because I had to pretty much, I had to really teach myself, really, because I didn't have that background. So I had to work harder, you know, to kind of keep up with these ladies. You know, I was kind of like the underdog because most of the women in this band have toured, you know, before this band even, you know, was formed. They had touring experience and, you know, a lot of experience that I didn't really have. So I had to kind of work harder to kind of keep up. And because of my determination, my willpower, my drive, you know, it got better for me. And I'm just glad that I continue with it because it truly has been a blessing to be able to do what I have been doing for as long as I have been doing it. And I'm just really grateful for all of the opportunities that have been extended to me musically. And all of the support, too. That's been just amazing. The Belladonna fans, I have fans from the Gospel Persuaders. And people have really been very, very supportive of my new project thus far. So that's truly also has been pretty amazing for me to have the number of support. So
excellent.
I'm just really grateful for all of the opportunities that have been extended to me. And, you know, just really want to continue to strive, you know, and I'm definitely not going to put any limits on myself to continue. Hoping to put out some new music this year. Next year. So I'm working towards that, and I have a lot of things in the mix that I'm hoping to accomplish in 2018. So actually, my Blue Valley show is actually the anniversary to when I formed the Storm Unleashed project in January of 2017. That's the anniversary date. I just thought about that. So I think it's definitely a great start to the new year.
How can I get in touch with you?
People can get in contact with me on Facebook. I'm at Tempest Storm Thomas on Facebook. On Instagram, it's I Am The Storm on Bass on Instagram. That's the best way to get me. My website is under construction right now. I don't have that up and running at this present time, but that's the best way to reach me right now on social media, Instagram and Facebook.
Excellent. We have some callers on the line. They want to speak to you. You're on the air with Storm. Go ahead. 202-815. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Ella. Hi, Russell. Hi, Ms. Storm.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Storm. This is Ella Hunter. She's been in Magnum in the year 2016. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want you to know that I'm really inspired by your story, and I have heard your band several times, and the most recent one was when you were at Half Note. So you are just so inspiring, and I'm looking forward to supporting you. Could you give me your email, your Instagram or your Facebook?
Absolutely. Instagram is I Am The Storm on Bass.
Okay, I'm on Facebook. So what is your?
Okay, Facebook is Tempest Storm Thomas.
I didn't hear that again.
Tempest, T-E-M-P-E-S-T, Storm Thomas.
All righty.
We have another caller. Air code 202-815. You're on the air. Go ahead. Another caller. You're on the air with Storm. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just listening.
Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay.
I was just listening in. I'm a friend
Storm.
Of Ella's.
How she said she was.
Oh, you're a friend of Ella's. Well, say something to Storm.
Yes,
say hello to Storm.
And yes. Hi, Storm. I do follow you. Actually the Omega party this past Saturday. You all did a great job. Love you.
Awesome. Yeah, that was a great show. Thank you so much for attending. We had a lot of fun doing that. That was a great show. Thank you.
That was dope.
Thank you for attending. Yeah, it was really fun.
We're coming to see you together.
Yes, on the 28th. That last Thursday, I'm inviting all my girlfriends to come out. to, you know, throw down with the band for the last Thursday of the 2017. Lord willing.
Awesome.
Awesome.
We're
going
to come up to you. We're going to come up to you and introduce
yourself.
I want to give a ring out to Storm because she was supposed to come to the largest Caring Giving Christmas celebration. She had her CDs and everything, but she couldn't make it. She had a prior engagement at another location. But you're going to be able to meet her personally and get her CDs and let you know who she is, because she's a talented woman, and it's quite apparent y'all have already heard of her or seen her before. I have not had the pleasure of seeing the band, but I definitely want her to come out and make sure that people meet her on February 22nd. We're going to have a Icon Award, and we're going to be there with all the award winners. You know, we're going to be with the award winners. We're going to be there just to take pictures and sign autographs and make sure people know who the award winner for 2017. And you get a chance to meet the Band of the Year, Lady Mary. She's a Band of the Year 2017. You get a chance to meet her. You get a chance to meet Ella. She's the Woman of the Year. You get a chance to meet this DJ, Cosmo De Facto, and you get a chance to meet me personally. So it's an honor to have you here. On the air today on the Newsmaker line, because I tell you, it's not easy to do what you do. It's not easy at all.
Yeah,
so you're doing something that really, really is what I call a blessing in disguise. Also, give us again how to get in touch with you as far as getting you, your band going and what you need to do.
Lou Valley Storm Unleashed Project, January 3rd. We're doing two shows, 8 p.m., 10 p.m. Tickets are selling pretty quickly. If you go onto the Blue Valley website, you can get your tickets. There are no paper tickets, so tickets are only being sold online. So that's where you can see my project, the Storm Unleashed Project. For Belladonna, you can see us each and every Thursday at Half Note Lounge. This Friday, we're going to be at Fast Eddie's off of Allentown Road. And Saturday, we're doing a big party. I mean, that's going to be a huge party at the Hyatt Regency in Virginia. It's going to be Belladonna. It's going to be it's actually a Christmas party, but it's going to be Belladonna Backyard. Miss Kim and Scooby are also going to be on the ticket. So it's usually well over 1,000 people there every year at the Metro Party for Metro workers at the Hyatt in Virginia. So that's pretty much my schedule for this week.
You'll be in good company, and everybody will see you. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be an opportunity for you to see you and Belladonna. You'll have to meet you personally. You'll meet Ella Hunter will be there. Everybody will be at the party. So it's going to be an extremely well-attended party. So you definitely are going to be in good company. Thank you so much for coming on the Russell Price Morning Show. I want to thank you for seeing the vision of buying the black card. I want you to be there on the 22nd. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to give us some closing statements on what it means to be in a band. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Ain't no stopping us now. We're gonna pop that. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. The only radio show where it's all about you. It's networking on the radio. And our newsmaker line, the one and only Storm. She is just like her name. She created Storm. She is awesome. She sings, she plays the violin, she plays the bass, she's multi-talented, and we have the fortunate enough for her to have a black card. She's a black card owner. She understands the vision of promotion and advertising and networking. Storm, give us some closing statements on what you want to do in the future, or what you should do now, and what we can do to enhance your career.
Well, I think what we can do to enhance my career is support my Blues Alley show. That would mean a world to me to be able to support my project, my personal project that I've put a lot of time and effort into. Going forward, I plan to release some music in 2018. I'm working on a couple of songs right now, and I hope to have them finalized by summer 2018, and definitely want you to support that music as well. And my final thoughts as far as just, I know you had mentioned before we went to break about what it means to be in a band. Being in a band is patience. You kind of have to have patience. Have to have determination, willpower, and it's a very humbling experience as well to be in a band because you have to be a team player. It's not about one particular person. You kind of have to roll with the punches, and you have to be flexible, and you just have to be willing to go along to get along. So, but again, it's been a great experience for me. I'm looking forward to the new things that I have in store for 2018 for the Storm Unleashed project. Again, Blues Alley, January 3rd, Wednesday, 2 shows, 8 p.m., 10 p.m. I'm actually going to be on the Lindy Hicks show this Saturday. I'm promoting the Blues Alley show as well. So I just encourage everyone to continue to support what I'm doing, because what I've learned that is sometimes support will come from complete strangers, and I've been overwhelmed with the support that I have been grateful enough to receive from all of the, you know, fans, promoters, friends, just, you know, the list goes on and on. So I just appreciate the support and the opportunities that I've been afforded thus far. And
excellent.
Please continue to support.
Bring out the storm, 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 storm. She is all that. She is wonderful. We really appreciate her, and we're going to do everything possibly to make sure that Storm becomes a household name. We want to make sure that the talent out here in the DMV is all that. My name is Russell Price. I'm the publisher of Be There Magazine. I was crowned by Ella Hunter and Karen Rose on that awesome night. I am the king now, the king of all marketing, and you get to see me do what we need to do. It's all about power and information and getting people's businesses on the map. We drive people to websites, and we put people in seats. If you don't know who we are by now, December 7th, prove to the world that Be There Magazine has the impact of the city. It was close to 600 people on U Street where there is no parking. We had 600 people come out to an event on Thursday, December 7th.
Wow.
December 7th. It was the largest, most giving, caring Christmas celebration on the planet. It was like that. So if you missed it, you missed the big one. But don't miss the next one. It's going to be February 22nd on a Thursday night at Willie K's in Greenbelt, Maryland, inside the Holiday Inn right next to March Crosswinds. Everybody's going to be there. Storm, if you can make it to that one, I know you're booked.
Yes,
on
Thursday, I'm definitely going
to
do my best.
Make a cameo appearance. And even if you come in and we just shoot some pictures of you and have you go, I'm going to do my best to try to cover your event at Blues Alley. I'll let you know. We're going to call you off the air. But make a long story short, what we're going to do is make sure that you know and everybody knows who Storm is. This has been the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. It's networking on the radio. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Thank you so much, Russell. Appreciate it.